Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time for a Hawk Report. And that is brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. The Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa card, 5% cash back for every dollar spent now through the end of the year. And it's coming your way at 5:15. Time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Joined by the Hawk, our Steelers insider, 93.7thefan.com, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, when was the last time you swung a golf club?
Man, probably 6 weeks ago.
If you're
been
being,
way too long.
If you're being honest instead of what That's you normally are in this setting, which is modest to the point of making me chuckle, how many would you beat me by straight up right now?
None.
Get out.
Chris, see? You're a champion.
See, no.
That is true. You are a major champion, Chris.
If I played Jeff for $100 right now, just no strokes given on either side, I would just hand him $100 on the first tee and say, I'll try to win this back, but it's better that you have it right now.
Wow.
I mean, $100 would have my full attention. I would put it that way.
All right, Jeff. TJ Watt, toe injury, didn't practice. What's going on there?
Yeah. Nothing that we're aware of that's major, although you think toe and you think Joe Burrow or you think – You know,
Jack
back
Lambert.
In the day of Jack Lambert.
Brock Purdy right? This year.
Yes. So we don't know anything more about this. It kind of came up late. You know, when veteran guys miss Wednesdays, it isn't a big alarm bells that go off for us because it's typically that a lot of guys get rest days. So we didn't think much of it. So we'll find out some more tomorrow. But I think a few of us were like, toe, we expected it to say rest.
Jeff, just speaking of Watt, would it make sense in light of how he played that there might be an actual injury, even if a small one there? Because I don't know about you, I'm wondering, where would you rank that as one of the worst games or on the list of the worst games Watt has played? I mean, he looked invisible. I think Donnie did a milk carton tweet about him, actually, during the middle of the game.
Yeah, it was tough. It really was. And, you know, they didn't get Buffalo into obvious passing downs where he could just, you know, unleash. And you heard his frustration after the game and what he said about them running the same play over and over and them having no way of stopping it, which I mean, we can, I think, kind of imagine what it's like, but we've talked to a few guys and, you know, Highsmith was saying today, it's like the most frustrating thing when you have that happen because you know what's coming and you can't stop it. And because of that, I don't think Watt was put in situations to be the player he could be. That's not defending him. That's just, you know, saying schematically what happened. But yeah, maybe that's what's, you know, slowed him a little bit or slowed his production from what we've seen in other years.
Jeff, Adam Thielen was at Steelers practice.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think he slots in to the Steelers wide receiver room?
I mean, maybe he's an, I mean, it's not like he's a go route guy. You know, maybe he's a guy that could be a third down person for you, but I mean, what's Freiermuth? What's Jonnu Smith? What's Metcalf? I mean, is it worth the roll of the dice on a guy like that? I guess it doesn't cost you really anything. And bring in an Adam Thielen, and you know, he has a relationship with Aaron Rodgers, and you would think he'd be able to pick up the offense quickly. Maybe he makes an impact, but I don't know how much of an impact he make getting it down the field, and that's what they really need to do right now. And as Rodgers, maybe this is to Rodgers' point where he said today, we're not taking a lot of chances, and our receivers aren't getting open. And I think by receivers, he means everybody. And maybe Thielen could be a guy with his experience and knowledge that and route running that he could find a way to get open.
By the way, to go back to what you said, what is Pat Freiermuth? What is Pat Freiermuth for this team right now?
Man, he did his best to try to, you know, kind of grind his teeth together when we talked to him earlier today. I mean, he's frustrated.
I know people that do that while they sleep and they have to wear retainers for it, Jeff. Is that why you brought that up?
He might need a mouthpiece for when he talks to us.
Did you know people do that?
Well, they get headaches from it, too.
Subconsciously grind their teeth?
Yeah.
Or unconsciously, actually.
Yeah, unconsciously. I think Alex does it.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Hold on, Jeff. This new information has startled Pony.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry, Jeff. You were saying about Freiermuth?
Aaron was asked about it, and he said, you know, that goes to higher power than me, which and in the same sentence, he also talked about the Bengals game, which was supposed to be a springboard, and it was like a mirage when you look, because you haven't seen him out there, let alone making plays. So I'm not sure why they're not scheming. I know Arthur's been asked about it. I'm sure I'll be asked about it again tomorrow. And we'll see what the answer is. I know he's better against zones, but you mean he can't do anything against man coverage? I mean, I would think he would. That's why he signed him to that contract.
Jeff, didn't you also deduce and infer from what Roger said about their tight ends today that if it were up to him, Freiermuth would be playing over Jonnu Smith?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He brings up Darnell Washington.
I mean,
and how we can't take Darnell off the field. And I agree with that, but then
right.
Nothing about Jonnu Smith in there.
And it's correct. I mean, it's a quick point to what he said about about Darnell, and that needs to be factored into Freiermuth. Darnell has earned more opportunities, but Jonna was brought up after the game. Jonna wasn't really brought up today. I would say that there's probably some truth there.
Do we think that this Darius Slay Steelers relationship ended amicably, or are we of the understanding that there was maybe some, like we've seen with James Harrison when he got released and went to New England, or Melvin Ingram when he went to Kansas City, that Darius Slay ended up getting very upset about his role with the Steelers?
Often when those things happen, it bleeds out into where we're around, whether it's at practice or in the locker room. We never saw anything from that. I think it was more a Slay, and in our dealings with him, it's more Slay going and saying, hey, I want to play. Give me a chance to play. So if I'm not going to play, just release me. And I think that's more of how all of this went down. There didn't seem to, no guys seemed to be holding any vigils or seem really bothered by it. It's just, I think, part of the business, and Slay wants an opportunity to play, kind of like Thielen wanted an opportunity to play, and they're both getting, new opportunities.
Well, Thielen actually wanted one more crack at a Super Bowl, according to Tom Pelissero, and so clearly that's why he signed with the Steelers. Or they picked him off waivers, I should say, Jeff.
I was going to say, it's a waiver claim, so it's not like he could just go and pick.
Sorry.
Where he wanted to go.
Now it's one more ride. One more ride with Aaron Rodgers. 8 catches for 69 yards so far this year for Thielen.
Yeah.
How about Rodgers, by the way, admitting he's got a lot left in the tank. He wasn't playing much for Minnesota. What an unbelievable, what a tell on what this guy probably actually is.
Yeah, he's very rested. He's very rested. How about Rodgers saying he wants to get more under center, and we might see more of that this week? We'll see what happens. We saw them toying with it last week. We'll see because that some of that stuff from the pistol just looked really awkward.
Yeah. Jeff, just can you explain to listeners who are wondering why one of Aaron Rodgers' BFFs, MVS, has been here for almost a month now and doesn't seem to have a shot at being put on the active roster?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think they love Williams' return abilities. Skoranek is the receiver / special teamer. They feel like Roman Wilson's taken some strides, and they like Calvin Austin. And I don't think MVS probably hasn't gotten a ton of opportunities to really show, but there hasn't been anything where he has wowed them to get on the field.
So among those guys, and two of them you said are very specific for special teams, whose spot does Thielen take?
And I don't know that there's a guarantee that he gets on the field. You would think he would on Sunday. Do you just take Williams out and say, all right, Calvin, you're our returner, and then that opens up a spot? That's the simple one, where you just take Williams out of the equation, because it's not like the return game has been anything dynamic over the last couple of weeks.
Jeff, do you share the opinion of Ray Fittipaldo and some others who are starting to think now that maybe this could be Mike Tomlin's final year with the Steelers?
Maybe. And now there are 5 games left. And, when the Steelers were 4-1, no one would have ever thought we'd be having these conversations now, or few would have thought that. So if they have a 4-1 finish, as laughable as that might seem given how they've played, then obviously that changes the dynamic of the talks and his future. I think there's more there than there ever has been with Mike. And these 5 games are going to really determine his future.
Jeff, you also are always the person tasked with picking this game first.
Yes.
Every week. Mm-hmm. So we still, we've got a lot of big picture storylines, but business to attend to. Steelers-Ravens, a matchup, Jeff, if you didn't know this, of by one metric, 2 of the worst 4 quarterbacks in the NFL since week 9, Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers.
Isn't that crazy? And 2 .500 teams. I want to see the Steelers do it at this point before I believe it. They're facing a rushing team that just destroyed them last time. I say Ravens 28, Steelers 17.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. The Hawk Report,
guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.